Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Now, your game traffic. 92.9 The Game's Traffic Center.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _DylanMatthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Monday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists out there, dental assistants, dental workers. I appreciate you working out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice and clean and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all the early rises this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting the people from home to work. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, all my early morning, late night FedEx drivers, all my early morning, late night airport workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers, and of course all my people listening in the bed right now as well. I hope you all had a great weekend, whether it was productive, fun filled, whether it was relaxing, whatever it was. I hope you had a great weekend doing whatever you did over the weekend. I appreciate you tuning in. All right, couple things to get to here this morning, and the most important being, oh, man, just, it is just crazy at this point to think about what the Atlanta Braves are going through as a team and just the struggles that they're having offensively. Now, I will say this. They lose to the Washington Nationals 8-5 yesterday in some Sunday baseball. It was the series finale. Washington wins the series. They take 3 out of 4 from the Braves, and they won 6 out of the last 8 over the past, I think, 8 days or 9 days, something like that. I have the stat in front of me. I'll pull it up for you in just a second. But it is just, again, crazy to think about what this Braves team has gone through offensively. They did try to rally back a little bit in the 9th inning. Jared Kelenic did hit a 3-run home run in the top of the 9th yesterday. So the Braves were down 8-2 going into the 9th. They did make it 8-5 in the 9th. So, I mean, that's something. Something to look forward to. I don't know if 4-2 is the right phrase to use there. But that is something to – that is some sort of silver lining, I guess I'll say, because they did – end up with 5 runs, but the story of yesterday really was you got out to the quick 2-0 lead. You had a meltdown of a 4th inning from your first-round draft pick last year, Hurston Waldrip, who was making his major league debut. He gives up 4. Really, he gives up 7, and they end up scoring, I think it was, 7 runs in that 4th inning, and it was just pretty much all downhill from there. Actually, no, they gave up 7 runs in the 4th inning. All 7 of those end up going to Waldrip. So here's kind of what the play-by-play was, if you will, as far as that breakdown in the 4th inning goes for Waldrip and the Braves. So Waldrip, he was doing very well up until that 4th inning. He was mowing down guys, getting people out with that elite split finger pitch that he has, and he was on the verge of getting out of that 4th inning jam. So there was 2 on, 1 out. He got a line out from Eddie Rosario, I believe it was, and then Luis Garcia Jr., he got an RBI single to left. That scored 2 of those runs. That scored a run. So Luis Garcia Jr. had an RBI single to left. Scored a run that made it 2-1, and then Keiber Ruiz smacked a fastball. It was actually the first pitch of the at-bat. Smacked that into the Nationals bullpen. It was a 3-run homer, and that made it 4-2. And then Waldrip again trying to work around things. Brian Snicker trying to keep him in, see if he can at least get out of the inning. He sandwiched 2 walks in between a single. That ended up loading up the bases. Then Brian Snicker is like, okay, at that point, that's enough. He pulls him with the bases loaded and 2 outs. Then C.J. Abrams comes up to the plate. Aaron Bummer now pitching for the Braves at this point. C.J. Abrams hits Aaron Bummer's first pitch into the right field corner. That was a bases-clearing RBI double. That made it 7-2, a 3-RBI double, I guess I should say. That made it 7-2. So Waldrip, of course, those runs were going to Waldrip. So he ends up giving up 7 runs in 3 2/3 innings pitch. So the Nationals definitely spoil a debut that was looking to maybe go somewhat good for Hurston Waldrip. But that 4th inning just completely gets away from Hurston Waldrip. And Braves, again, tried to come back in the 9th. And I give them some credit. Jared Kelenic, you know, keeping up the fight, hitting that 3-run home run, but at the end of the day, 8 runs, too much to overcome for the Braves, and they lose 8-5. So now the Braves, don't look now, but the Braves have now lost to the Nationals 6 out of the last 8 times over the past 2 weeks. Braves are 9-15 since May 15th, and they have scored 3 runs or fewer in 14 of those 24 games. Offense is just struggling. And again, it was good to see them rally late, or at least try to rally late. Maybe that's, again, a sign of things to come. But I hosted a show yesterday from 2 to 5. Appreciate everybody listening now that tuned in yesterday as well. But I said this yesterday. It's still not time to panic. I know. There's still plenty of time left in this season. I know. I get it. But gosh dang it, I'm tired of talking about the Braves losing every day or every other day. I'm tired of talking about the Braves not being able to score enough runs. Now, I'll say I don't think that was the reason for them losing yesterday. They just had a fourth inning that got away from a pitcher who was making his major league debut. So the offense, I don't think, wasn't really the issue. Now, you can say this. The offense didn't do a whole lot to give Waldrop a lot of help. Now, they did get on the board first. They did get out to a 2-0 lead. But there were opportunities for the Braves to maybe add on a little bit more throughout the game, and they weren't able to. So there is that. But I'm just tired of the Braves struggling, and I'm tired of seeing this team underperform, it feels like. And look, again, you had a rookie pitcher going, so yesterday is just kind of a boil over of frustrations. Yesterday, with how it went, you can't be too mad at it again because you had a rookie pitcher going. You did score 5 runs, so you feel like, again, okay, it was just a little bit of a bad luck and maybe bad timing. But just overall, this weekend against the Nationals, you and Chris Sale start on Friday. You only score 1 run. Chris Sale has another really, really good outing, going 7 innings, only giving up 5 hits. He only gives up 2 runs, only walks 1, strikes out 10, and he loses the start. You're not supposed to lose that start if you're Chris Sale. But again, the Braves offense only gets you 1 run. That's not okay. Like, you at least got to find a way to get 3 runs when Chris Sale is on the mound and he's pitching a pretty good game like he did on Friday. And Charlie Morton, again, I talked about this on Sunday too. I know there are going to be times where Charlie Morton is really good, and there's going to be times where Charlie Morton struggles at this point in his career, being that he's now 40 years old. But I'm starting to lose faith in Charlie Morton. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I am starting to lose faith in Charlie Morton. I believe he is 0-5 in his last 5 starts with a 5.84 ERA. That ain't cutting it right now. And a couple of weeks back, really up to this point, the narrative has been, oh, the Braves, you know, they're solid 1-4. They have a good first 4 starters, and, you know, they're just trying to stabilize the back end a little bit, using a 6-man rotation right now to try and get Renato Lopez and Chris Sale a little extra rest. Well, can we find that guy? Do we really have that 6th starter? Look, Waldrop was solid, but it's given he's not quite ready yet to be a major league pitcher, which is okay. That was his first major league start, and he didn't even spend that much time at AAA. So it's okay that he's not ready, but is there somebody out there that is ready? Spencer Schwellenbach, is he quite ready? I'm not sure yet. Are we ready to bring Bryce Elder back up? Is that where we left at? Because if we are going to go with a 6-man rotation, if that is going to be the plan, if we are going to throw extra guys out there to get Chris Sale and Renato Lopez that extra day of rest to keep them fresh throughout the duration of the season, okay. But we got to have guys that can go out there and perform and get the job done. Because right now it's feeling like if we don't win with Max Fried on the mound, if we don't win with Chris Sale on the mound, if we don't win with Renato Lopez on the mound, we might go on like a 3-4-5 game losing streak at this point. Because we're not sure what the offense is going to do. And now on the back end of the rotation, after we get past Renato Lopez, now that Charlie Morton is struggling, we're not sure what kind of pitching performances we're going to get from Charlie Morton. We're not sure what we're going to get, because he hasn't necessarily, to be honest, he just hasn't been consistent really at all this season. We're not sure what we're going to get out of rookie pitchers. We're not sure what we're going to get out of Schwellenbach. We're not sure what we're going to get out of Hurston Waldrop. We're not sure what we're going to get out of a Ray Kerr if he comes up and starts. We're not sure what we're going to get out of a Bryce Elder if he comes back up. So So something's got to give. Either this Braves offense is going to have to turn things around lickety-split, or we're just going to have to start to keep a just regular five-man rotation and just, you know, I get we're trying to kind of preserve Chris Sale and Ronaldo Lopez, but we might have to say to the heck with that. And use those guys regularly, because right now the Braves are 35-27. They are 9 games out of first place in the NL East. Now they still have themselves a solid lead in the wild card, but you can't continue to struggle like this, or these teams will catch up. They're 4.5 games up in the wild card, so they're fine right now, but something still has to give. You cannot continue going this way. The Braves cannot continue to trend in this direction, period. Again, either the offense has to turn around and be the offense that they were last season, or you're going to have to go with a regular five-man rotation and just hope that Chris Sale or Ronaldo Lopez can hold up throughout the rest of the season. Because you can't have the Braves struggling offensively and also have a six-man rotation where 3 out of the 6 pitchers you're throwing out there, you aren't sure what you're going to get from them. And that's what you have right now. Because Charlie, again, at this point, I'm putting Charlie in the I don't know what we're going to get from him category. He's no longer in the reliable category for me. He's 0-5 with a 5.84 ERA in his last 5 starts. He doesn't get to stay in the reliable category at this point. He's got to earn his way back to that, in my book. Everybody else can say what they want, but Charlie Morton is no longer reliable. He's a wild card to me at this point, period. So you got Charlie Morton. At this point, it's been a rookie pitcher and maybe a guy who is trying to find his way in the league. I don't know. But at this point, you've had 3 guys who are reliable in Freed, Sale, and Lopez. And then it seems like you've had 2 or 3 other guys who you aren't sure what the heck you're going to get. And this Braves offense has been all over the gosh darn place. And we don't know if they're going to give us 5 runs, 1 run, 3 runs, and it hasn't been consistent. So can we please just get some sort of consistency from this Braves team? Can we either get a consistent 4 or 5 games to run for the offense, or can we get some more consistent pitching on a 5 to 6 day basis? Something, please. And yes, I am very frustrated. I'm not panicking, but I'm frustrated. And I'm getting antsy, just like I'm sure you are too as a Braves fan. I feel a little bit better now after my rant. Just a little bit, though. Still kind of mad, but it is what it is. Braves will get back at it tomorrow as they travel to Baltimore to take on a very good Baltimore Orioles team. They're 20 games over 500, so we'll see what we can do against them. But Braves are on a 3-game losing streak. Hopefully they can snap it tomorrow. As far as who will be on the mound, it's Max Fried versus TBD on the Baltimore side. They are undecided of who they're going to throw out there yet, but hopefully the Braves can snap this skid with Mad Max on the mound. But when we come back here 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, Game 2 of the NBA Finals went down last night, and Dallas put up a fight for a little bit longer. Celtics still pulled away, and it's given the Celtics kind of got this thing under control. But we'll see what happens when things shift over to Dallas. But we'll talk and recap Game 2 of the NBA Finals when we come back here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, 12-hour shifts, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists out there, dental assistants, all my dental workers out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice and clean and shiny. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers out there getting the good nourishment ready and making all the good nourishment for all my early risers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting the people from home to work. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, all my early morning, late night airport workers, all my early morning, late night FedEx drivers, all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load and truck drivers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Game two of the NBA Finals was last night, and we got much of the same result. It was a little bit closer, and it was close for most of the game. Things started to get away, though, in the third quarter. Boston went on a little run, pulled away. Dallas did try to come back, and the game ended respectably, but Boston was pretty much in control after that third quarter. The Celtics win 105-98, and they take a 2-0 series lead in the NBA Finals, now just two games away from being NBA champions. And the Celtics had to win in a different way last night, and I do have to give them a lot of credit for being able to win in a different way, because if you remember in game one, they really shot the lights out. They shot the lights out, and they went crazy from three. I think they were – I actually have the numbers in front of me here. Let me pull it up for you. But they shot very well from three-point range. They were 7 of 15 from three-point range in the first quarter in game one, and that helped them get that early 17-point lead. However, in game two, the Celtics missed their first eight attempts from three last night, and Dallas ended up leading. A lot of that was Dallas ended up leading in the first quarter because of the Celtics' poor shooting in the first quarter. So they had to do it differently. They had to find different ways to win. They did a good job of taking it to the basket. I think Jason Tatum, even though he didn't have a great shooting night, he was still good about taking it to the rim. Jaylen Brown was aggressive again, taking it to the rim. Jrue Holiday had a very good outing as well. I think Jrue Holiday had 26 points. Yeah, 26 points, 11 of 14 from the field, 2 of 4 from 3, had 11 rebounds as well. Jason Tatum, he did it in other ways. Even though he had a bad shooting night, he had 18 points, but had 12 assists, so was a little bit of a facilitator. Had 9 rebounds as well, so he nearly had a triple-double. So I give the Celtics a lot of credit. We talk about the Celtics being a very, very heavy three-point shooting team and a team that is very reliant upon the three, and they showed they could be more than that, and that they are more than that last night, because over the entirety of the game, it's not like they started off poorly from three and then they got hot from three. No, they shot poorly from three the entirety of the game. The Celtics were only 10 of 39 from the field. They shot 25% from the three as a whole. And they shot fairly good from the field. They were 45% from the field, 38 of 84. But that's because, again, once they realized the three-pointer wasn't going for them, they made that adjustment, started taking it to the rim. Jaylen Brown continued to be his aggressive self. Jason Tatum using his size, taking it to the rim. Jrue Holiday getting to the basket as well. And they didn't settle for that three-point shot and let that really dictate how the game went for them. So I was very impressed with the Celtics. Now, Dallas, they didn't shoot well from the three either, so that obviously helped out the Celtics as well. Dallas only shot 6 of 26 from the three-point line, 23.1%, that is. They shot 47.5% from the field. Luka tried to do all he could. He had himself another triple-double. That is his 10th playoff triple-double of his career. 32 points, 11 rebounds, 11 assists for Luka, 12 of 21 from the field for Doncic, 4-9 from three. So again, he was going, he was on it early and often, and he had himself quite the game last night. Kyrie, he struggled again though. 16 points, 0-3 from three, 7 of 18 from the field, 6 assists. And I do wonder if Kyrie is maybe pressing a little bit, maybe because he's back in Boston and he really just wants to have a breakout game in front of those Celtics fans and just have a big shut-up moment to the Boston crowd. But look, I feel like he's maybe matured past that, but maybe not. Maybe he just wants to have that big game in Boston, and maybe he was pressing a little bit. It doesn't seem like he was necessarily pressing, though. It just seems like the shots were falling for him because I don't necessarily think the shots he took were bad shots, and it's not like he was forcing up a bunch of shots. He was 7 of 18 from the field, 0-3 from three. I thought his shot selection was good. I just think he hasn't had the greatest two games in these first two games. And that's unfortunate because I know, obviously, he would love to have a good game, especially in front of that Boston crowd. So He struggles again, only 16 points. Daniel Gafford, 13 points, 9 rebounds. Derrick Jones Jr., 11 points, 4 of 7 from the field, 0 of 3 from 3. P.J. Washington, 17 points, 6 of 13 from the field, 1 of 5 from 3. The Mavs didn't get much from their bench, though. They're going to need Maxi Kleber. If he's going to get some minutes, he's going to have to do something from the three-point line because that's really his game. And right now, he's not shooting well at all. 0 of 2 from 3, 0 of 4 from the field. And I did get many shots, but that's because they weren't going in from the start. And, you know, he didn't want to keep forcing it. And the Mavs didn't want to keep forcing it to him either. So, look, again, I give really a lot of credit to Boston just because of how they switched up their game. And, look, they still took their threes and they missed them. But they found other ways to score the basketball, and they still found a way to do what they had to do. And then defensively, holding the Mavs under 100 points. Look, they scored 98, but still, that's under 100 points. And holding any team to under 100 points in today's NBA, that is good. And the Celtics did it with their defense. They did just enough offensively. Again, didn't settle for the three-pointer the whole entire game. And I am very impressed with how Boston got the job done last night, even with not shooting the ball well from the three-point line. So this series, to me, unless Kyrie Irving can turn it around, this series has the potential to be over a lot more quickly than we all thought originally. You know, I had this at least as a 6-game series, and right now this looking like this could end in 5 if the Mavs keep playing the way that they have. You know, they don't get to 100 in game 1, they don't get to 100 in game 2, and offensively, they're going to have to try and figure some things out. But look, this is, again, where you have to give credit to the Boston defense. They are, I mean, this Boston Celtics team, let's just be honest. Let's keep it a stack. Let's keep it 100. Let's keep it a buck. This Boston team is built to win a championship. This Boston team is better than this Mavericks team. I mean, this Celtics team has everything. They got two dynamic scorers, two dynamic playmakers in Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. They got a veteran leader in Drew Holiday. They have a Swiss Army knife type dude in Derek White who can put on the floor, knock down threes, play defense. They got Kristaps Porzingis who, even though he didn't have his best game yesterday, only 12 points, 4 of 7 from the field. He was 0 of 3 from 3, but he's a shot blocker. He blocked some big shots yesterday, and he can turn it on. Al Horford, just a wily old vet, even though he's not doing a whole lot anymore numbers-wise, he's still there, and he hits big shots when he needs to. He makes big plays when he needs to. They got him, and, you know, Peyton Pritchard just out here hitting half-court shots as well. So this team is just built to get the job done, and as long as they play up to their standard and play up to their capability, which they have these first two games, there's no reason they shouldn't win this series. It's up to Dallas to see how competitive they can make it because, again, if they can keep the game close, and like I said, they did a better job of keeping it close, but if they can keep this to a one-possession game with about a minute left, then that's when the finishing prowess of Luka and Kyrie really come into play because we know how deadly they are in late-game situations and how clutch they are in late-game situations, but they really haven't had that opportunity because the games, you know, haven't been necessarily still in question when you get to that one-minute mark and you're like, okay, well, the Celtics pretty much got this one under control. But Celtics, what they can do offensively, switching everything and the good perimeter defenders that they have. Jaylen Brown has, you know, even though Luka has been Luka, he's been, you know, making them work for it. So if Kyrie can't pick this up, Luka has done what he's needed to do the first couple of games, and he was even better this game than he was in game 1, which is crazy because he was definitely questionable coming into last night's game about 2 hours before tip-off, and he still balled out. Kyrie's going to have to step up in front of the Dallas fans, and maybe that's what Kyrie needs. Maybe he needs to be back in front of his home crowd, get some of that home cooking, hear some of that cheering from the home crowd, and maybe that'll turn him up a little bit. And maybe that's what this whole Dallas team needs. They need to get back in front of their home fans. And we all know the old adage that the role players, the others, as Shaquille O'Neal would call them. They always play better in front of their home fans. Maybe that's what they need, and maybe that'll help. But if you're Boston, what I am looking for now is whether or not they'll take their foot off the gas. I don't think they will. I think they have been in this position before. They've been to the finals before. They know how much of a sense of urgency they're going to have with every single game. So I don't expect them to take their foot off the gas, but I am looking out for that to see if maybe that becomes a factor, if maybe they get a little too comfortable with a two-game lead and they don't try to, you know, trick one off, as Randy McMichael would say. But I don't necessarily look for that. If anything, I think Dallas will bounce back in a big way at home, but we'll see. It's going to be a very, very decisive game three on Wednesday. So we'll see if Dallas can make this a series or if Boston will go up 3-0 and pretty much put up the inevitable. And, you know, once teams go up 3-0, they've never come back in a NBA playoff series in the history of the National Basketball Association. So we'll see what happens. But game three is set for Wednesday. And we will wait and see if Dallas can get one at home, protect home court, or if Boston will pretty much set this series and wrap this series up. So that game is set for 8:30 on Wednesday. All right, when we come back, 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, we'll get into some NFL headlines. Couple of NFL vets decided to call it quits yesterday. One has been through a lot, and he opened up about another experience that played into his retirement decision. We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Chicken wing. 21.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. All my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants, if I can get it out. Making sure all the people get their pearly whites, keep their pearly whites nice and clean. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work in a timely fashion and in a safe manner as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers out there, all my early morning, late night FedEx workers out there as well, making sure that people get their packages in a timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, we'll get into some NFL headlines here. A couple, as I told you, NFL vets have decided to call it quits, one being Darren Waller. This is one we've been hearing about. This one has been a little bit more public than the other one we'll get into here in a couple of minutes. So Darren Waller has told the Giants, and he has revealed to the world, that he is going to decide to retire from the NFL. He announced his retirement in a YouTube video, revealing that he also had a medical emergency that left him hospitalized, and that played a part in his decision to call it quits. So Waller apparently said he called 911 from his North Jersey apartment last November because of difficulty breathing. The symptoms began when he was driving home from shooting a music video for his music career. We all know that he had that music video that involved a Kelsey Plum lookalike. Anywho, he had believed that he had contracted COVID for a third time. But once he got back to his apartment, he began, as he says, quote, shaking uncontrollably and, quote, losing consciousness. He said this, I kept nodding and I couldn't breathe, so I ended up calling 911. This is Darren Waller. He said this via Ryan Dunleavy of the New York Post. He also said, quote, I think I'm talking clearly on the phone, but they can't make out much of what I'm saying. So he said while he waited for first responders, again, shout out to those first responders out there. He said he stumbled to the couch and he said also, quote, I'm breathing deeply and in between each breath I'm yelling out help, Waller said. He also says, so maybe I could wake the neighbors up. I don't know how long the time was. It felt like forever. And I'm like, damn, I'm dying on this couch and nobody knows. It was kind of similar to my overdose, the power plug being pulled out and I couldn't breathe anymore. So, man, this is scary and powerful stuff here from Darren Waller. You just hope now for a guy like Darren Waller, who again has, as he told there and as we all knew prior, maybe he didn't know prior. If you didn't know prior, he definitely struggled with drug usage. And as I kind of mentioned to there and kind of alluded to there, he did nearly overdose. So I'm just hoping now, and I think we all should hope now, that a guy like Darren Waller, who's now going to be retired, hopefully he can get into his music career and whatever other endeavors after football, he can just be successful in those and mainly he can just find some peace. You know, obviously he's dealing with this divorce of Kelsey Plum that has been quite public as well. You know, he's kind of not helped that in his own right because of the music video that he made. But either way it goes, at the end of the day, I just want peace for Darren Waller. He's been through a lot, obviously becoming sober. Then, as he just said, he had that near-death experience. And now he's retiring from the NFL, dealing with his divorce. So after all the dust is settled, after all the water is under the bridge, I just hope Darren Waller can find some peace and he can be happy in whatever he decides to do next, where it's music or a podcast or whatever he wants to do. I just hope Darren Waller can find some peace. So congratulations on your retirement, Darren Waller. And again, hope you just have peace and happiness throughout the rest of your life. And, you know, you just find some peace at the end of the day, because he has been through a lot. So shout out to Darren Waller. Another guy who has announced his retirement, Steven Nelson, veteran cornerback who the Falcons may or may not have been interested in, but he announced his retirement yesterday after 9 NFL seasons. This coming from Aaron Wilson of KPRC. Nelson apparently had interest from the Texans, Raiders, Giants, Rams, Commanders, and Dolphins. Again, that's per Aaron Wilson of KPRC. But decided to spend more time with his wife, Monica, who is pregnant, and his family while pursuing his various business ventures. He has a large livestock farm outside of Houston and a podcast. So he's like, hey, I can get this farm money, man. And there's money in that livestock game, y'all. These farmers be getting bread out here. And, of course, if he, you know, doing his podcast, if he, you know, gets the right guest and, you know, tell some good NFL stories on there, you know, this podcast could be big. So everybody loves to hear from the NFL guys. But he said this, quote, retirement, after thinking it over and having some talks with my family, I think it's time for me to take a step back and spend more time with my family. Again, Nelson, that 31 years old, told this to Aaron Wilson. He also said, quote, I'm extremely proud of what I was able to do in the game of football. Coming from a small town without a lot of resources, having to go to junior college, making it out of there to go to Oregon State, which was across the country from my family, going through a lot of trials and tribulations to get where I am today and be able to preserve and make it this far. I'm extremely proud of my legacy and my career, end quote. So If you didn't know, just a little background on Steven Nelson. The Chiefs made him a third-round pick in 2015. He played four seasons in Kansas City, two in Pittsburgh, one in Philly, and spent the past 2 years in Houston. Nelson intercepted a career-high 5 passes last season, including an 82-yard interception return for a touchdown in the wild-card playoff game over the Browns. In 130 career games with 115 starts, Nelson totaled 13 interceptions, 85 passes defended, 2 forced fumbles, 4 fumble recoveries, 1 sack, 456 tackles, 11 tackles for loss. However, apparently he did not completely close the door on a return. So maybe he takes a step back, spends more time with his family, and realizes, ooh, that itch ain't gone. That passion ain't all the way gone yet. I still got more left in the tank, and I want to get back out there. So maybe he makes a return. Maybe he doesn't. We'll see. We'll see how the retirement life treats veteran Steven Nelson. One more quick NFL headline for you here. The Lions, they are being punished for violating OTA contact rules. So a team violated player work rules regarding on-field physical contact. The Lions announced that Friday night, and as punishment, the Lions are going to forfeit today's scheduled OTA practice. They said this, on Friday evening, the organization was made aware by the NFL and NFLPA that organized team activities, OTA practices, held the week of May 27th, violated player work rules pertaining to on-field physical contact pursuant to the collective bargaining agreement. The team said is what the team said in the statement. And as a result, the team's OTA practice schedule for Monday, June 10th, has been forfeited. We take very seriously the rules set forth within the NFL's offseason program and have worked to conduct our practices accordingly. We will continue to be vigilant with our practice moving forward. So they just got a little too physical. Dan Campbell was trying to be a little too kneecap biting and, you know, getting a little too physical. And I wonder how many teams are, like, doing this and they just don't get caught. But who knows? To me, this is kind of weak. But, look, it's in the collective bargaining agreement. They agree to it. Rules are rules, I guess. So you got to follow the rules, I guess. But, look, that's coming from a organization that has a tampering thing looming, and we still haven't heard about that, which I wonder if we don't hear anything soon. Like, is that good or bad for the Falcons? I think it's good. But anywho, we can talk about that maybe tomorrow. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Rob Tribble filling in for one Mike Johnson this morning. We'll see what the crew has up for a Monday edition of the morning shift, and we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care they need. All my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants, if I can get it out, making sure all the people get their pearly whites, keep their pearly whites nice and clean. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure the people get from home to work in a timely fashion and a safe manner as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers out there, all my early morning, late night FedEx workers out there as well, making sure that people get their packages in a timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, we'll get into some NFL headlines here. A couple, as I told you, NFL vets have decided to call it quits. One being Darren Waller. This is one we've been hearing about. This is one that's been a little bit more public than the other one we'll get into here in a couple of minutes. So Darren Waller has told the Giants, and he has revealed to the world, that he is going to decide to retire from the NFL. He announced his retirement in a YouTube video, revealing that he also had a medical emergency that left him hospitalized, and that played a part in his decision to call it quits. So Waller apparently said he called 911 from his North Jersey apartment last November because of difficulty breathing. The symptoms began when he was driving home from shooting a music video for his music career. We all know that he had that music video that involved a Kelsey Plum lookalike. Anywho, he had believed that he had contracted COVID for a third time, but once he got back to his apartment, he began, as he says, quote, shaking uncontrollably and, quote, losing consciousness. He said this: I kept nodding and I couldn't breathe, so I ended up calling 911. This is Darren Waller. He said this via Ryan Dunleavy of the New York Post. He also said, quote, I think I'm talking clearly on the phone, but they can't make out much of what I'm saying. So he said while he waited for first responders, again, shout out to those first responders out there, he said he stumbled to the couch and he said also, quote, I'm breathing deeply and in between each breath, I'm yelling out help. Waller said He also says, so maybe I could wake the neighbors up. I don't know how long the time was. It felt like forever. And I'm like, damn, I'm dying on this couch and nobody knows. It was kind of similar to my overdose, the power plug being pulled out and I couldn't breathe anymore. So, man, this is scary and powerful stuff here from Darren Waller. And you just hope now for a guy like Darren Waller, who again has, as he told there, and as we all knew prior, and maybe you didn't know prior. If you didn't know prior, he definitely struggled with drug usage. And as I kind of mentioned to there and kind of alluded to there, he did nearly overdose. So I'm just hoping now, and I think we all should hope now, that a guy like Darren Waller, who's now going to be retired, hopefully he can get into his music career and whatever other endeavors after football, he can just be successful in those, and mainly he can just find some peace. You know, obviously he's dealing with this divorce of Kelsey Plum that has been quite public as well. You know, he's kind of not helped that in his own right because of the music video that he made. But either way it goes, at the end of the day, I just want peace for Darren Waller. He's been through a lot, obviously becoming sober. Then, as he just said, he had that near-death experience. And now he's retiring from the NFL, dealing with his divorce. So after all the dust is settled, after all the water is under the bridge, I just hope Darren Waller can find some peace and he can be happy in whatever he decides to do next, where it's music or a podcast or whatever he wants to do. I just hope Darren Waller can find some peace. So congratulations on your retirement, Darren Waller. And again, hope you just have peace and happiness throughout the rest of your life. And, you know, you just find some peace at the end of the day, because he has been through a lot. So shout out to Darren Waller. Another guy who has announced his retirement, Steven Nelson, veteran cornerback who the Falcons may or may not have been interested in. But he announced his retirement yesterday after 9 NFL seasons. This coming from Aaron Wilson of KPRC. Nelson apparently had interest from the Texans, Raiders, Giants, Rams, Commanders, and Dolphins. Again, that's per Aaron Wilson of KPRC. But decided to spend more time with his wife, Monica, who is pregnant, and his family while pursuing his various business ventures. He has a large livestock farm outside of Houston and a podcast. So he's like, hey, I can get this farm money, man. And there's money in that livestock game, y'all. These farmers be getting bread out here. And, of course, if he, you know, doing his podcast, if he, you know, gets the right guest and, you know, tell some good NFL stories on there, you know, this podcast could be big. So everybody loves to hear from the NFL guys. But he said this, quote, retirement, after thinking it over and having some talks with my family, I think it's time for me to take a step back and spend more time with my family. Again, Nelson, at 31 years old, told this to Aaron Wilson. He also said, quote, I'm extremely proud of what I was able to do in the game of football. Coming from a small town without a lot of resources, having to go to junior college, making it out of there to go to Oregon State, which was across the country from my family, going through a lot of trials and tribulations to get where I am today and be able to preserve and make it this far, I'm extremely proud of my legacy and my career, end quote. So if you didn't know, just a little background on Steven Nelson. The Chiefs made him a third-round pick in 2015. He played 4 seasons in Kansas City, 2 in Pittsburgh, 1 in Philly, and spent the past 2 years in Houston. Nelson intercepted a career-high 5 passes last season, including an 82-yard interception return for a touchdown in the wild-card playoff game over the Browns. In 130 career games with 115 starts, Nelson totaled 13 interceptions, 85 passes defended, 2 forced fumbles, 4 fumble recoveries, 1 sack, 456 tackles, 11 tackles for loss. However, apparently he did not completely close the door on a return. So maybe he takes a step back, spends more time with his family, and realizes, ooh, that itch ain't gone. That passion ain't all the way gone yet. I still got more left in the tank, and I want to get back out there. So maybe he makes a return. Maybe he doesn't. We'll see. We'll see how the retirement life treats veteran Steven Nelson. One more quick NFL headline for you here. The Lions, they are being punished for violating OTA contact rules. So a team violated player work rules regarding on-field physical contact. The Lions announced that Friday night, and as punishment, the Lions are going to forfeit today's scheduled OTA practice. They said this, on Friday evening, the organization was made aware by the NFL and NFLPA that organized team activities OTA. Practices held the week of May 27th violated player work rules pertaining to on-field physical contact pursuant to the collective bargaining agreement. The team said that is what the team said in the statement. And as a result, the team's OTA practice schedule for Monday, June 10th has been forfeited. We take very seriously the rules set forth within the NFL's offseason program and have worked to conduct our practices accordingly. We will continue to be vigilant with our practice moving forward. So they just got a little too physical. Dan Campbell was trying to be a little too kneecap biting and, you know, getting a little too physical. And I wonder how many teams are, like, doing this and they just don't get caught. But who knows? To me, this is kind of weak. But, look, it's in the collective bargaining agreement. They agree to it. Rules are rules, I guess. So you got to follow the rules, I guess. But, look, that's coming from a organization that has a tampering thing looming, and we still haven't heard about that, which I wonder if we don't hear anything soon. Like, is that good or bad for the Falcons? I think it's good. But anywho, we can talk about that maybe tomorrow. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Rob Tribble filling in for one Mike Johnson this morning. We'll see what the crew has up for a Monday edition of the morning shift, and we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.